Well, Casey, the hearing began yesterday with testimony from Eric Washburn, who's the Coast Guard Bridge Administrator for the Western Rivers. What impact did he have on yesterday's hearing?
Mr. Washburn talked about several issues regarding the bridge, one involving a letter he wrote to Thomas Hines on December 15th going over lighting regulations for the bridge, and also telling him to add reflective panels to it. And he also talked about notices that the Sector Ohio Valley issues to mariners via radio. He said that a notice went out a few days before the January 26th incident, and the notice said that the lights were out on the Eggner's Ferry Bridge. On the 24th, Thomas Hines reported that the upstream lights were working, but the downstream lights still were extinguished. So Mr. Washburn did not amend the notice. And as far as he knows, the notice saying that the lights on the Eggner's Ferry Bridge were out was still in effect on January 26th.
Also during yesterday's hearing, Coast Guard officials played audio from the ship's voyage recorder, which is similar to like a black box for an airplane. Tell me about the sound that came from the ship.
The sound was pretty difficult to hear, and sometimes it was hard to discern who was talking. They played sound from the 20 minutes prior to the crash. At first, crew members were simply chatting with each other, and then when they approached the bridge, they began to discuss the lighting signals. They talked about aiming for the green light. Then there was discussion about where to transit the bridge, and there's a moment where the pilot, I believe, curses. They talk about whether or not they can make the bridge. They try, and then you hear a sickening crash.
And the noise, too, we should mention, that made it so hard to hear was the fact that it was raining, and all of the windscreen, what we would call windshield wipers on a car, were moving on all of the windows on the top of the ship.
Yes, that's my understanding. That's what was causing all of that disrupting sound.
Chief Mate John Newland spent much of the day testifying for Coast Guard officials as well. And during his testimony, they asked him how long it would take for a ship that size to come to a stop when they noticed that they were going to strike the bridge.
He said that in oceanic conditions, the ship would need nearly 2,400 feet to stop. But in shallow conditions like the Tennessee River, it would need more room. And he didn't know exactly how much.
And you mentioned it would take longer in the river conditions, but still on the ocean it would take that vessel nearly or a little more than a half mile to come to a complete stop. And it was interesting to note that when the Coast Guard officials asked Chief Mate Newland about trying to put the motors in full reverse and to try to avert the impact, he simply laughed at some point in time during the testimony.
Yeah, he said that by the time they realized they were in trouble, there wasn't much he could do about it.
Thus far, it sounds like we've established that not all of the bridge lighting was working properly, and at least the chief mate was aware that he was outside the main span of the bridge. Do the Coast Guard officials say that in some cases, an accident's cause or causes might not have someone clearly at fault?
The Coast Guard court recorder did not really explain the situation in terms of fault. He said officials are merely discovering what factors led to the accident, and then if those factors involve decisions by individuals or companies, what he called enforcement actions could result, which could be civil penalties for a company or state entity. Enforcement action against someone on the vessel could involve something like more training or something as serious as suspension.
And who will we hear from today?
Today we will hear from representatives from FOSS Maritime's management and from another member of the Delta Mariners crew.
All right, Casey Northcutt, who has been covering those hearings for us in Paducah this week. She'll be off today, but back at it on Thursday. Casey, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.